Good morning, 1027, 1035 WICY, your feel good favorites from the 80s and more. Special feature this morning. We always like to dive inside the community, right? But we're here with Jerry Griffin, who is the superintendent of Malone Central Schools, and he's going to give us, you know, answers and details about a lot of the reopening plans going, at least with the Malone School District. And first of all, Jerry, we have to say good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I know each and every time we talk to you, we're a different phase. I know you're constantly working, and how's that all been handled so far?
It's been a strange summer for sure. It's in some respects, it feels like we never ended last school year, and we never really had a summer, and now we're getting ready to open a new school year. So it's a bizarre feeling.
I know you talked about, you know, wanting to still have some summer activities go on. Did a couple actually happen this past summer still?
We were only able to do a remote virtual summer program for some of our special needs students, and that's really the only programming we were able to do for the summer. We did do quite a bit of virtual professional development for our teachers to make sure that they were, you know, ready for this new school year and the challenges that it's going to present, and that was worthwhile training. Got a lot of good feedback from our staff on that, and they learned a lot. They learned a lot through the closure in the spring, and then the skills they learned this summer will certainly help them instructionally this fall.
No, it makes a lot of sense. When I was a little kid and I looked on the calendar and I saw professional development, that was great for me. That just meant a day off, okay?
Now I
understand what's going on behind the scenes with the teachers and everything. Here we go. Layout, I guess, is maybe generally as possible. What are the reopening plans for your school district?
Sure. So they changed a little bit as of last night. So we are in a hybrid plan, which means that we will have 50% of our students coming into the building in person 2 days a week. So there will be two different groups. Group one would come in on Monday and Tuesday. Group two would come in on Thursday and Friday. Wednesday would be used for a deep cleaning day so that we can guarantee parents that any area that their child will go in when they go into school will be 100% disinfected from the previous group, so we don't have any cross-contamination. So if you're a student in group one, you'd go to school Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you'd be at home accessing our learning management system, which is called Google Classroom, and they'd be accessing resources, materials, recorded lessons from teachers that they would follow for those 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, right there, that was great. I mean, I think that really sums it up. Wednesday, so you want to, as soon as possible, right in the middle of the week, after a couple of days of students being in that building, you want to clean it right away. I think that's better than waiting till like a weekend to do it, you know?
That's correct. So even on the weekend, though, after the Thursday, Friday group, we're going to do another deep cleaning because that would be a different group of kids coming in on Monday. And I want to clarify the Wednesday piece. So the Wednesday piece might be used by teachers for small group lessons or just some reinforcement instruction. Mm-hmm. And we want teachers to have open virtual office hours every Wednesday, where if a parent just needed to talk to a teacher about something their child was struggling with, there will be a link on the website, and they would see the hours that teacher would be available for a virtual conference, and just be a simple click, and you'd be able to enter that quote-unquote virtual room. Then teachers would have time throughout the day. Say you're a geometry teacher and three or four students are really struggling with a skill. That geometry teacher might say, let's set up a special time on Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and we're going to hammer this out for 30 minutes to make sure everyone's on the same page before we hit the ground running the next day. So it's not an off day.
It's a buffer day almost. You know,
it's just a buffer day to make. We've never done this before, John, so this is our first approach at trying this hybrid program. So we're going to do our best we can for this Wednesday, and then if we need to make adjustments throughout the year, we'll do that.
Sure, sure. So another question I have is, I know you guys were doing online learning in the spring. It was really off the cusp, just like, you know, suddenly. Did you fine-tune how you wanted to approach the online learning moving forward here for the school year?
Yeah, we definitely did. We have a list of expectations that we have for our staff to make sure that we're delivering online learning in a more consistent fashion for each grade level or each department at the middle and high school. And we have online, we have expectations for our students. And all of those documents are being finalized and will be posted to our website soon. So just generally speaking, if we end up going 100% remote then throughout the year, then a student would actually just follow their normal schedule that they would have were they physically here at school. And now we're not suggesting that a student's going to be in front of a screen for 6 hours a day. We might make those 40-minute classes maybe 20 minutes and do a screen break for some independent work. But it's a much clearer vision of what we're doing this year than last.
Yeah, no, as it had to be in the summer gave you time to really, you know, perfect that. I mean, as much as possible, right, with all this,
right,
for sure. And so a couple things. So when does school officially get running?
So, yeah, I probably dropped a bombshell last night on the community. I did a one call now, and I did go ahead and delay in-person instruction until September 21st. We're going to start our school year off on September 8th, but all students will be in a 100% remote schedule from September 8th for those first 9 days, so that Tuesday through Friday and then the Monday through Friday after that. And then Monday the 21st is the first day that we'd actually physically be bringing students into the building. And if I just take a second to explain that, you know, I really want to take a look at what's happening across our region with our infection rate. It's obviously very low right now.
Right.
But if I look at all the colleges and universities that are coming back into our community last weekend and this weekend, there's, you know, there's five colleges across the rooftop here in upstate New York, in the North Country. And I'm just looking to see, is that going to cause our infection rate to go up? There are school districts that are opening up for in-person on September 8th. I'm going to keep an eye on them. And, you know, did anything happen with their infection rate? What happened when they had to quarantine students or quarantine teachers? How did that impact their schedule? I'm just erring on the side of caution, and some people may not agree with that, but I'm not really sure there's any good decision here. We're all in just a new territory, and so I am erring on the side of caution for those first 2 weeks. And but we'll pick up our in-person hybrid schedule on the 21st.
And from there, it's indefinite as far as how you're going to go forward with it. It's just going to be as long as you see it, you know, working, and or get any updates from the governor on what you're allowed to do.
That's correct. We'll get updates from the governor and our Department of Health. There are some triggering events that could happen at the state level or the county level that may cause a district to have to close temporarily, and we'll be keeping an eye on that. We're also going to just evaluate our overall plan every 6 weeks and see what's working, what's not working. Is there any mid-course corrections we need to put into place? You know, are there opportunities that we can start allowing more students to come to the building, or do we need to tighten it up a little bit? And so I'm not saying that this is the end-all be-all for the entire school year. We're going to keep looking at it and adjusting when and where needed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think I agree with every step of the way you've done with this approach. It's kind of it's the safest way. And these kids need to learn, too, at the same time. So, you know, let's do it in the most efficient, safe way possible.
That's correct. And, you know, that's the stance I'm taking. And, you know, I'm a parent of a student, too, here in Malone Central. So I get the frustrations and the emotions that are involved with that go along with being a dad of my son that goes here. And I get that. And I understand that last year kids missed out on a lot, and this year is going to be very different. And sometimes I have to, you know, lead with my head and not my heart. And that's difficult. That's a difficult process. But you know, I think we're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. It's Jerry Griffin with us, the superintendent of Malone Central Schools. And Jerry, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
A lot of people are asking about sports, and Governor Cuomo announced yesterday that fall sports can begin on Monday, September 21st, so that falls in line nicely for us. But we don't know all the specifics. He's laid out some specific sports that are able to start on the 21st for practice and then competition. And then for some sports, he's laid out that you can start practice but not competing yet. So we're trying to figure all that out right now with the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. And we'll get that information out to our athletes and their parents soon, as soon as we figure that out, because that's a big question that I'm getting from a lot of students and parents and community members.
Yeah, and it's one that's we'll see what happens. Again, there's different decisions being made, and everyone has to roll with what's going on all at once. Oh, Cherry, thanks for sorting out a lot of it with us, though, today, okay?
Hey, thank you very much, John. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. A special featured Inside the Community with Jerry Griffin of Malone Central Schools. I'm John Kazar. It's 102.7, 103.5 WICY.